Welcome to Gene and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Gene.
And I'm Mike. And today we are doing the crossword for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021. Did you do the crossword?
Yes, I did.
And there's something about the tone of voice that you just used there that has me slightly concerned. Was it a good crossword?
Oh, it was okay.
Uh-huh.
It had a lot of silly puns. That was the theme, silly puns.
Right.
It didn't say that was the theme, but that is what I have dubbed it.
Mm-hmm. The silly pun puzzle.
The silly pun puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, there really wasn't any kind of wrap-up clue for this spoiler or whatever you want to call it, but there were four clues that were long phrases italicized, and the answer to each was a silly pun. For example, 17 across, please continue your generous support of the church. And the answer was mass appeal. The answers were all common phrases, but mm-hmm. they were puns related to the clues. So, and another one was, students should report to the gym for a special presentation. And the answer was assembly line. And the 58 across, this medicine will reduce your temperature in no time. And that was fever pitch. And the other one was 27 across, this device makes prepping cherries a breeze. Pitter patter.
Mm-hmm.
So they were all, I guess, the answers all related to, making a plug or a peel or something. Because you had a peel, you had patter, you had line, and you had pitch.
Yeah, they were all trying to sort of sell something.
Yes.
Or uh-huh. convince someone of something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So anyway, that was the theme.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it was a challenging puzzle for me. It took me 15 minutes and 18 seconds.
Yeah, I'm going to refresh this page because this claims it took me 23 hours and 4 minutes. No, wow. There we go. 19 minutes and 21 seconds. Uh-huh. How long was yours again?
15, 18.
Okay, yeah, you beat me.
Uh-huh. So these are challenging puzzles this week for me for some reason. But I'm getting them done.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we know, the law of conservation of crossword difficulty, it means they should be easy coming up.
Well, you'd think. Mm-hmm. But I had trouble with 31 down, which was Blank Harris, sister and campaign chair of Kamala. And for some reason, I thought her name was Mena, M-E-N-A.
Oh.
And I just didn't really want to let go of that.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out her name is Maya.
Yeah, fortunately, I was unencumbered with any actual knowledge, so that made it that area much easier for me. I, uh-huh. although actually that the second letter of Maya A, so for that ran into 36 across historical record,
uh-huh.
and I had it ending in an L, and the it was five letters long, and the third letter was an N, and I thought, oh, it's vinyl. I thought sort of a historical record, and I thought, that's very clever. Turns out it's wrong.
Yes.
The answer was annal for historical record.
Uh-huh.
But I liked my answer.
Yeah.
I liked it better than...
That's a good clue. Mm-hmm.
And then the one underneath it, passing remark question mark, it was yay.
Uh-huh.
And I think I got that because I had the E and the A. Actually, the E came out of 32 down. There are two in 101 Dalmatians.
Uh-huh.
And it took me a while to realize the answer was ones.
Yes.
Because it's just like, okay, what do they have in common? It's like they've got a lot of A's.
Uh-huh.
And but eventually it sort of came. Right next to that, 33 down, spit in a tube, say. The answer was DNA sample.
Yes.
And you know, when I see the word spit, I almost always think verb. As opposed to what it's supposed to be in this case here, spit in a sample is a DNA sample. It's a noun.
Yes.
And so I'm always sort of tricked by that.
Uh-huh.
So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. So 22 down, that was recruit selectively. I thought hand pick.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I felt pretty good about that answer, but it turned out it was headhunt.
Right.
Uh-huh. Which I guess is better.
Uh-huh. Well, handpick means the same thing.
Right. Sort of. Yes, but headhunt worked. Handpick did
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
Did you recognize 50 down, the Bolivian capital, Sucre?
We've had that before.
Yes, very recently.
Uh-huh.
It was mm-hmm. a sweet answer.
Uh-huh. And I noticed 14 across has made a reappearance, kind of daisy.
The ox-eye.
Yes, the old ox-eye.
Mm-hmm. I had the letters O-X, and without looking at the clue, I thought, oh, it's going to be oxide. But because I mean that's a common word that uh-huh. that starts with OX. But no, it was oxide. Actually, that E of oxide, three down was pine secretion. The only thing I could think of was sap.
Oh,
Turns out the answer is resin.
Yes.
I guess I should have known that.
Yes, you should have.
But I did not. And right next to it, four down. Gilead in The Handmaid's Tale for one, mm-hmm. dystopia.
Right.
So I take it Gilead is a place.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Because mm-hmm. I've read some of Handmaid's Tale, but the name didn't. I was thinking it was a person.
Uh huh. Well, it is a person's name.
But
it's also a place name in the Bible. Gilead. There's a woman in Gilead.
Okay. I mean, it's got to be a place if they're saying dystopia, because mm-hmm. a person isn't a dystopia. Uh-huh. I don't think. Yeah, not a lot of ho-ho funny clues in here.
No.
Just, I mean, considering it was littered with bad puns, I guess it would be too much to ask to sort of have some really, sort of laugh out loud clues.
Uh-huh. Nope, they were all pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
The one word that I don't know that I've ever seen in a crossword was 55 across. Bore. It was lout.
Mm.
A lout. I don't know that I've ever seen that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was different.
It's a common enough word.
Oh, yeah, it's a common enough word, but I just don't know that I've ever seen it in a crossword.
Right.
So.
Yep. Okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today, then.
Okie doke.
So, thanks, everyone, for listening.
Yes.
Hope you're enjoying these podcasts. And we will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.